Welcome to the Great White North Canadian Corner. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
And today, we're going to talk about sports.
How are you, Lou?
Yes.
It's good to hear from you.
Good to be here. You here in the Sovereign?
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Discussing football, watching golf.
Very good. Friday afternoon. Yes. There's nothing better in the world, my friend.
Yes, it's a Friday afternoon in a bar that has stock.
Okay. Well, let's get to those playoff games this weekend, Lou. So far. Huh?
I'm getting hosed.
You are getting hosed. You're 3-5.
Yeah, whoa. Lou's
that's not
back.
That's not too bad.
Lou is back.
So you can get the 500 before the Super Bowl and let that be your tiebreaker if you pick correctly the Ravens versus the Patriots. Lou, what are you picking?
Patriots.
Patriots. Oh, he's going with the Pats. Falcons versus 49ers.
49ers.
All right. So it's a Patriots 49ers Super Bowl. Who do you think is going to win that?
49ers.
All right. So we'll
the second string quarterback is going to bring it home.
All right. And Lou, we got a new coach.
Like Caleb Haney.
Huh? He did not come into the Patriots game, or the Broncos game.
No, he did not.
He did not.
And there's a reason for that. A Peyton Manning throwing 3 interceptions is still better than a Caleb Haney.
on any part of the field at any time. Lou, we got a new head coach for the Chicago Football Bears this week. What's your take on Mr. Mark Trestman?
I think he's going to kiss Jay Cutler's ass, and he's going to maybe last 2 years.
There you go, the Lou Dickman prediction on the new head coach of the Chicago Bears.
I hope I'm wrong.
All right.
And supposedly he worked under John Gruden, and he's got some good pedigree.
I'll give the Bears credit for an outside-the-box pick, Lou. That's all I'm saying about it.
He wants to work for McCaskey. It wasn't an outside-the-box pick. It was nobody wants to work for the McCaskey.
All right.
The only way this goddamn guy could get in the NFL again.
Well, there you go. That sums it up. Well, you know, all the assistant coaches have left. No more Marinelli. No more Tobe.
Good, good. No more Marinelli. Good. Then I hope he takes Urlacher with him.
No more Tice. No more Tice, Lou.
Tice?
Tice.
Rhymes with Weiss. Not good.
Well, the Urlacher question came up at the news conference, and he said that he will take it on advisement, Lou. So we don't know what will happen.
My advisement, leave. They're not worth the money. You've been hurt the last 3 years in a row.
Good old number 54.
Yeah, put the old Theo Epstein in there. Rebuild. And make your focal point good old 69.
There you go.
Sir Melton.
Melton, Henry Melton. Lou Dickman, my favorite player, of course. Lou, we were talking about Charlie Hustle last week, Pete Rose. Now, you know he has a new reality show. Did you know that?
We were talking about Charlie Huff?
No, Charlie Hustle, Pete Rose.
Oh, Charlie Hustle.
Don't you remember his old nickname, Lou?
And what is his reality show?
Well, apparently he's
married. Shoes?
He's marrying a mail-order bride, it looks like. Her name is Kiana Kim. She looks like a 30-year-old. I'm not going to say anything for our audience out there. But
where is she from?
I don't know. Her name is Kiana Kim. So I would assume she's South Korean, if that's
so. Ah, so.
And this is the reason why I didn't. But Lou... Is this going to rehabilitate his image enough to get into the Hall of Fame? What do you think?
Oh, God, no. Forget it, Pete.
Well, what's so weird is he's 70 and he's marrying this 35-year-old Asian woman and he's going to adopt their two kids. Apparently, Pete Rose Jr. is out of the picture now, Lou.
But I have a feeling he goes, hey, guys, I'm going to do this. No, you're not. He said, you want to bet?
Anything else going on in your world, Lou, that you want to expand upon?
Anything going on in my world? Well, I'll be at another volleyball tournament this week.
I had
a terrific Euro.
You had a terrific Euro where?
Patio Beef.
Patio Beef, where is that?
Patio Beef would be at the corner of Broadway and Glen Lake in beautiful Edgewater.
Wow, I didn't know they had any good beef places in that.
Oh, yes. Well, I don't know about their beef. I know their gyro was outstanding.
That's a subtle art, the good gyro.
One of those old-fashioned walk-up-to-the-counter.
Huh.
They got Greek mama and daddy out there.
What's the cross street on that, Lou?
Glen Lake,
all right.
Yes, right across the street from the organic food market that I understand is pretty good. I don't know, I've never walked in there. And the Double Bubble.
Oh, the Double
Bubble. Probably home of the best burger in Edgewater. And I don't even want to hear from the Moody's people.
I've not had a Double Bubble burger there, Lou. I've had Moody's.
You've had a Double Bubble burger?
I have not.
Oh, the Double Bubble Burger is outstanding.
Say that three times real fast.
Double Bubble Burger, Double Bubble Burger, Double Bubble Burger.
There you go, Lou.
There you go.
Let's go to that question of the week.
I'm going on like maybe a little restaurant review here all off season.
This will be good. Give us your restaurant pick of the week every week. I'll write it down right now, Lou. I'll put it in
your
the script.
The food cannot be served on a plate.
Very good.
It's got to be a plate that doesn't have silverware.
A lot of requirements for a Lou Dickman restaurant review.
The chili contest is on hold.
All right.
To be determined in about 2 to 3 weeks.
Very good. Keep us informed on that.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know we have to wait for the status of one of the first place winners.
Okay.
And then we also have a secret restaurant entering the chili contest this year.
It's getting more intriguing as the weeks go on, Lou.
Oh, this is going to be a killer chili contest.
All right.
I'm trying to get the chili peppers, but I don't think it's going to work.
All right. Is that the rock band, right? The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No, this is just the chili peppers.
Okay.
They're a reggae band out of Edgewater.
Oh, very good, very good.
Yes. Not the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
All right. So, Lou, because our new coach is from the Montreal Alouettes, so your question of the week, Lou, what is your favorite thing about Canada? What is your favorite thing about Canada?
Great sheet rockers.
You need
somebody to hang the drywall side by each. You make sure they're north of the border, hey.
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
To the great white north, have an outstanding Sunday, and
go Bears! This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Great White North Service. When you need to take off, see Lou uptown, downtown, all around. Tell him Lou takes off you!